Good afternoon, I'm Stephen Carson. Manchester City have won the first piece of silverware of the year after beating Liverpool on penalties in the Capital One Cup final last night. Manuel Pellegrini's men were taken to extra time following a Felipe Coutinho equaliser in the 83rd minute to cancel out Fernandinho's opener just after the second half kicked off. But Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says that result will make his squad stronger.
Only silly idiots stay on the floor and wait for the next defeat. Of course, we will strike back 100%. We strike back in the game 100%. But for this, you first and for the next time you are in a final, you have to feel how it is if you lose.
The triumph is the fourth time Manchester City have lifted the cup and the second time since their big money takeover 8 years ago. Manuel Pellegrini backs his decision to include backup goalkeeper Willy Caballero in the squad throughout the campaign.
I'm very proud about the squad that I manage. And personally, about my decision, I prefer to lose a title than to lose my words. So there wasn't any chance for Willy not to play.
Widnes Vikings have gone to the top of the Super League table after defeating Huddersfield Giants 36-18. Tries from Chris Dean, Stefan Marsh and Charlie Runkerman gave the visitors control inside the opening 20 minutes. A second from Marsh and a Corey Thompson brace followed, securing the victory for the Vikings. With 3 wins from 4, Danis Bet's Widnes went top on point difference thanks to their first win at Huddersfield in 20 years. And now for a roundup of the weekend's Six Nations results. England remained on course for the Grand Slam after an emphatic 21-10 victory over Ireland at Twickenham on Saturday. Injury-hit Ireland provided the step-up in competition, and after victories over Scotland and Italy, this was the most satisfying result and performance of Eddie Jones's brief tenure. Wales also kept in touch with England after beating France 19-10, their fifth successive victory over Le Bleu, setting up a potential championship showdown with England in 2 weeks' time. Scotland put 2 years of misery behind them as they finally ended their 9-match Six Nations losing streak with a 36-20 win over Italy in Rome. Tranmere moved back into the National League playoff zone with a derby victory at the Diva Stadium that could have been more emphatic than the single goal they settled for. Rovers had the lion's share of possession and scoring opportunities but could only find the net through James Norwood's 69th-minute penalty. Chester defended with diligence and determination throughout, but they could not break the grip of the visitors in midfield, where the returning Steve Jennings and Jeff Hughes dominated. Nor could they break through the defence, superbly marshalled by centre-back Steve McNulty. The result completed a double for Tranmere in the first league derbies with Chester in a quarter of a century. Rory McIlroy missed the cut at the Honda Classic for the second year running, as Ricky Fowler carded another 66 to lead by one shot. World number 3 McIlroy carded a 2-over par 72 to miss out by one stroke at the PGA National in Florida. Sergio Garcia had 3 birdies and 2 bogeys in a 69 to lie 6-under, a shot ahead of Australian Adam Scott, who carded an impressive 65. Defending champion Padraig Harrington recovered from playing his 2 first holes in 3-over par to card a 68 and finish 1-over par. The fellow Irishman Shane Lowry a shot behind after adding a 75 to his opening 67. That's all for now. I'll be back at Report at 5 with updates on all of today's stories.